I'm with Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, we were talking about if you were setting up a business, what kind of sector would be the best one to be in. Let's talk about the geographical area in which we're based out, but maybe that might not even be relevant given the way that you can work remotely. Previously, there was an obvious history to the area, the railways, and therefore that attracted the supply chain to that sector. Then, of course, we moved into car manufacturing. That's the thing that Swindon has been famous for subsequently. And then we moved into tech. So clusters is the government term for that, isn't it? Is it important nowadays to think about what the area is famous for, or is that just complete irrelevancy? Let's start with that one first.
I think the difficulty in answering that question is one of the points you made, which is remote working. And I think the world changed with regards to remote working as a result of COVID. But I guess we've still got to see the long-term impact of those changes to remote working. You know, if you've got a workforce of 30 people and they're remote working and they've worked for you for years, actually they probably still work very well as a team. But if you're trying to create a business from scratch with people that don't know each other and they are all remote, does that work in the long term? Do you get all the benefits of people working together, the ideas, the sharing, and all of those types of things? And I think depend upon what sector you're in and what type of people that you need in order to run your business, therefore it will have an impact on whether you actually do need to cluster or whether you can say, no, actually my business is now one that I've got people over in the States, I've got people in South Africa or wherever the case is, and I can pull together my team like that. I think for a lot of businesses, actually, people are the important factor, whether they're actually doing something or whether they're working together as a team. And so I think the cluster is still important.
It's really interesting, isn't it? So, yeah, people then. So my previous world of media, and I know a lot of editorial people. So, for example, I know guy Simon O'Neill, who has been editor of both the Swindon Advertiser and the Oxford Mail and Oxford Times, and he always said the people in Swindon, very different to people in Oxford, and said cared much more about the community. So that's just a bit of background, really, to say that there's a certain type of person for each area. So I guess that links to what you've said. If you know, when you know the area, which obviously you do, you've lived locally for quite some time, so you've got an idea of the culture of the area. Is that fair to say, and the kind of people that you know that operate in this area, is that where we're going with this?
I think that's right. I think it's also the fact that you understand the economic impact on the local area as well. You know, if I'm talking to a client that does, I don't know, property development, and they do property development around Swindon, and you know, let's say within 30 miles of Swindon, like that. Well, you can advise them, you know the local area, you know when they're talking about sites, how that works, what the trades are, etc., etc. If I had a client who suddenly came to me and said, actually, I'm a property developer, but I'm working in Scotland, but I just need a remote accountant and you fit the bill, I'm not actually sure I can properly look after them. Yes, I can do their accounts. Yeah, yes, yeah. I can do that. Yes, you know, the language is the same. You're building houses to sell them and all of those types of stuff, but can I really contribute to them? Question mark? I don't think I can.
Very interesting. Yeah. So going back to the media, you know, they used to say life was local, and I was going to pose that question: is life still local, or is life sectorial? That you have, you know, these groups because of, you know, the online and online communities that really flourish. You know, are we now more? Do we live our lives through our interests rather than our location? I think that's an interesting one, and you know, people spend more time on their computers than they do interacting with people. They probably do because of, you know, from an absolute figure of time. But what you're saying, I think, and you know, I really hope it is really about local and interacting with people and kind of being. Celebrating the fact that we are different regionally rather than just homogenised.
I agree with that, apart from I think local's changed.
Mm-hmm.
I think local, you know, when I first joined this firm 32 years ago, we proudly said that 90% of our clients were in sort of 10-mile radius of the office. Well, it's nothing like that anymore. But actually, who we still act for in the main are still what I would call local businesses. And I think what's happened with improvements in technology and communication, and COVID had an impact on this in terms of how we use Teams and Zoom and all those types of stuff. Yes, we are able to talk to a wider audience and have an impact in the complexity of that wider audience there. But still, at the end of the day, if you said to me, well, can you advise me on a decent restaurant to go to? You want to know in Swindon. You don't want to know in London or anywhere.
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that nowadays you don't need to have a landline for a business. You know, whereas, my kind of terms of reference were, if you want to give anybody credit, when we were, you know, running a media business, no one would get credit without, you know, a landline, even if they had a company number. You know, a limited company, you still want a landline. I haven't got a landline in my business, and I'm probably, we're all the same, that the only people that ring our landline at home are our mothers. So yeah, they just, it's not relevant, is it? Your location is far less important than it used to be, is that? That's probably
I agree with you, but at the same time, if you said, actually, I want to get some building work done, or I need a plumber or something, do you just go online and find someone, or do you ask people you know for that personal recommendation?
Yeah, and good point. You want an 01793 for those sort of trades.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very good point. The other point I was going to allude to is the old, business sector that you're probably familiar with as well, you know, property, particularly estate agency, would want to have, as part of their portfolio, a good London address.
Yes.
As an office. Even if they operate regionally, they would say, a Knightsbridge address or a Kensington address. And that might have just been a PO box.
Yes.
But it had that stigma to it. Probably Old Town in Swindon. You know, Old Town in Swindon, where we're based today, it has that old... if you're an old town address, it kind of means something.
I think people are complex. The way we make decisions are complex, and probably have got more so. You know, we've seen people suddenly saying, oh, I can go online, I can do X, Y, and Z, and then they've got burnt as a result of that.
Yeah.
And therefore, any decision that people make still comes down to, well, what am I buying? If I'm buying a bag of salt, it doesn't matter. Where's the cheapest place I can get it? If I want someone to come and do an extension on my property, actually, I want to know that they're local, they're around, and they've got good reputation.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. And this is a commodity. Local services are important. So in summary then, Rob, if you're thinking of starting a business in Swindon, is it a good place to open a business?
Absolutely. And I think if you look at the plans for Swindon's growth going forward, it's only going to get a better place for business. It's a good place. It's served us well over the years.
And population is going to increase, isn't it? It's very much planned to increase, which means there's going to be more consumers. So
absolutely.
Yeah, good point. Well, Bill, Morris, thank you very much.
Thanks.